go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all.
Now are you ready? Welcome to Nerds on the Rock, episode 11. We have three very special guests with us today. Gentlemen, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Okay, I'll go. I'm Nicholas. I'm awesome. That's really all you need to know.
Humble.
My name's Eric. I'm Canadian. I like drinking beer, playing video games, watching cartoons, arguing with Earl about comic books.
I don't think you need to say you're Canadian and like beer.
What?
I think one's assumed.
You can't tell, eh?
Well, I mean, if you...
You know, yeah, if one likes beer, they're not necessarily Canadian.
Are you
so.
No, but if you are Canadian, you like beer. So
like,
if you say you're Canadian...
From Canada, that you're, nobody's going to listen to the podcast? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey?
Do you guys have podcasts up in Canada yet?
I don't... Man, I, just a second.
They don't even have subspace anyway.
No, I was going to say, they don't have electricity up in Canada right now, but...
Next week.
I guess it came back.
It
you read that at that poll? And
oh, and I'm Jay. Wait, is it my turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
Okay, hey, you know me, I'm J.E.V. You don't really know me.
Yeah, as I was to say, how would we know you? But welcome, welcome. Today we're going to be discussing video game-based, no, cartoons or TV shows based on video games. I guess we should start with Pokemon. I know it's an odd one. Well, actually, you folks are probably way past the Pokemon generation, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very.
I have
only watched the first season.
I wasn't even going to say, but I was going to say Pokemon is, I think, it is the longest running animated program based on a video game or anything. I mean, it's gone on for 14 years, 13 years now?
That's it's been going on for a while.
Wrong.
Has that been a continuous series, or has it been like multiple series, like with Dragon Ball?
It's one story. I mean, I stopped watching it around season 2 or 3, I guess. But it's like the same main character, Ash Ketchum. I don't know if it's still about his journey to become a Pokemon master. I honestly don't know how often you can fail without giving up or whatever, but he's still in it. I know his, like, when it originally started, it was him, Misty, and Brock. And I know Misty after
Brock Samson?
No.
That would have been so awesome.
Aww.
No, Brock.
Cool.
He had, horizontal lines for eyes.
Yeah, he's the gym. I believe he's the first gym master in Pokemon Red and Blue generation. But, yeah, he's the rock Pokemon master, and then Misty's the water Pokemon master that you fight in, I think, Dungeon 2 or 3.
And can I ask a question? Where does Yu-Gi-Oh! Fit into all that?
I don't think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is based on Pokemon.
What?
It was a ripoff of, well, maybe not a ripoff, but a...
Yeah,
oh,
no,
I thought it was
Yu-Gi-Oh! Funny. You played cards.
Yeah, a spin-off in theory. It's not related in universal terms.
Oh, that's good to know.
Just like Bakugan and all, what was some of the other ones, Digimon, all the other crap.
That's some crap.
Yeah, they're all just ripoffs.
I actually enjoyed Digimon as well. Is it Digimon?
I like the animation style.
It's nothing, I think, I'm thinking of Monster Ranches. Monster Ranches is the one that was a PlayStation game that you got different monsters based off games and CDs you owned.
That was a TV show.
Yeah.
They're all basically the same thing, though, right?
What, Pokemon and Digimon?
Like, all those things. They're all basically, you know, hero who has to overcome odds using his pets
monsters,
that he summons
pets.
Through different things.
Well, it's kind of...
I have another question. Which came first, Pokemon or Magic?
I have no idea what Magic came
Gathering?
Yeah, because it's the same thing, essentially, isn't it? Just a cartoon based on a cute version of Magic?
Magic the Gathering came first. That's definite.
Yeah.
That was
Magic is based on cards, collectible cards, and Pokemon were actual animals, well, fictional actual animals. That.
Oh, right, it was a ball, not a card, right?
Yeah.
But it started as a card game, didn't it?
What, Pokemon?
Yeah.
Pokemon?
No, Pokemon started as a handheld game. I think the confusion in the States
was it a Game Boy game or was it a little thing? Anyway.
No, it's a Game Boy game.
Okay.
I think the confusion here is I think that Sirius might have started first in the United States to get people interested in the games, but the actual game predates the animated Sirius in Japan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I remember I worked at a video store for a while, like when Pokemon blew up, and I just remember people asking for the cards first, and then the videos, and then the game came out.
Yeah, the cards were a big deal for a while, too. Actually, a lot of those cards were, but I remember some of those rare Pokemon cards used to go for $200-$300 as a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, people would drive us when new boxes came in.
It's such a big market. They used to have like fake knockoff Pokemon cards you could buy at the store, fake a buck. I forgot how you tell if the cards were fake. I think it was something to do with the background.
It reminds me of the Magic cards that you would sell for $200.
Yep.
Speaking of which, anyone want to buy my Magic cards? I have a box of them.
I have two small boxes, like game pack size boxes, I'm trying to get rid of too. Hey, I'll charge you those for a guitar.
No.
Alright.
I'm trying to get rid of mine. Why would I take yours?
So you have more to sell.
Yeah, that's more promising.
No.
I have never learned how to play any of those games. One of the kids I used to work with tried to teach me how to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Once. Well, more than once, but it gets really confusing since like every card changes the rule of the game, and I'm just like, you know what, I don't want to learn how to do it with this.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I got into Magic in high school for like a 3-month period with some friends, and I don't think we ever technically played the game right. And I got frustrated and said, I'm never playing this again.
Sounds familiar. We used to do that. We'd go to the pub and get hammered and play Magic.
You got drunk to play Magic?
Well, we were in a pub.
You have to.
You don't go to a lounge and say, can I have a pop? I mean, a soda?
Well, I get that. I get that. I'm more curious as to why you brought Magic cards to the bar.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know.
So many times you could play the solitaire on the bar.
Played a lot of solitaire on the bar, too, yeah.
Apparently, I've been going to the wrong bars.
Then you get bored and you pull out the Magic cards.
No, I met some new people, is what it was. I was like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Playing this game called Magic.
Yeah.
And whenever I'd play, I'd get bored after half an hour and make the stupidest moves ever. That's what I loved about the game.
You know what I liked about the game? Is how you would watch somebody play a card and they would tell you how you just died and you're like, I don't understand what just happened, but okay. Next.
They could have totally been lying to you.
Yeah, I think some people make that up. Because technically you can't ask to see their card.
Annihilation card.
And then while we're still on this tangent, I decided to bring up a friend of mine who we'd play the game with, and after every single move that we'd make, he'd have to examine his card for the card that was just played for about 2 minutes, and then examine every single one of his cards, both in his hand and in play, which maybe took about 4 to 12 minutes, depending on how many cards he had out. And then when he got to his turn, and he could probably go out and buy a six-pack of beer about like half an hour away, come back, and he's just finishing his turn.
What's his name, Kelly? Sounds like my buddy.
Every group has one.
Okay,
yeah, but Pokemon is completely unrelated to this because, you know, they came out of little Pokeballs that were red and white and weren't all like brownish cards.
Okay, so since you folks apparently aren't too huge into Pokemon, what were your first experiences with video game cartoons?
Pac-Man and Q-Bert.
Q-Bert had a cartoon?
Yep.
Yeah, was Q-Bert like an entire half-hour show? Oh, yeah.
It was an hour-long pack thing. Like, I used to watch, what was it, Tarzan, Lone Ranger, then it was Pac-Man and Q-Bert.
Wow, I remember the lineup.
Something else.
Were they, like, shorts, yeah. like the Adult Swim type shows, where it's just, like, 10 minutes and then commercials and then another one? And then...
No, I'm pretty sure they were half-hour episodes.
Sometimes they were. Well, I think I remember the Pac-Man show being, like, 2 episodes contained in the half-hour.
I vaguely remember that. I don't remember it too well, though.
Hmm.
It was the whole Pac family.
Yeah,
yeah, it was like Pac-Man.
There's Pac-Man, there's Miss Pac-Man, there's is it Pac Jr. or Baby Pac?
Baby Pac.
I think it was Baby Pac.
I think there was both. Wasn't there a Pac Jr. too?
There were twins.
I seem to remember that. There was like a game because it was. I remember looking for a game. It was like Pac-Man on a bicycle, basically.
Yeah, that was Pac-Man Jr. Baby Pac-Man was the half pinball game.
Doesn't he also have a dog in that show?
Oh, Pac-Man pinball, right.
Pac-Dog?
I guess. Maybe it was called... I don't even know.
I'm curious, what was the Q-Bert show about?
kind of the... Well, how do you explain it? Remember the snakes, the springs, and he could jump real good? He actually had an outfit. Like a jumpsuit.
Wait, how did he wear clothes? He's a snake.
What? No, Q-Bert.
No, Q-Bert was Q-Bert.
But Q-Bert didn't have arms.
I think he did in the cartoon.
I have a feeling he may have.
Okay, let me state
like all the drawings of Q-Bert.
That was well over 20 years ago, more than for me.
I was about to say Pac-Man got arms and legs, and he even got a fancy hat.
Yeah, they just didn't draw the arms in the video game itself.
He had arms.
Yeah. Eric, do you remember Dragon's Lair on TV? Did you ever watch that?
Sort of, yeah, because it was based on, what's his name now? Same guy who did Planet A.E.
Planet
A.E. Don Bluth.
No.
Don
Titan
Bluth,
A.E., not Planet.
Don Bluth, he's the animator. He did Don Bluth.
Bloom, that's it. Yes. I can kind of remember it.
There was Dragon, what was it?
Was that there? Space Ace.
Space Ace, yeah.
They were Laserdisc games. They were awesome.
Yes.
Me too.
Because there were ones where you have to hit the arrow right now, and if you don't, you will die.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how was the TV show?
The TV show, the animation was not nearly as good.
What, really?
This was the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. They didn't know how to draw.
Most 80s cartoons animate poorly.
Yeah. They learned to draw at 4 frames a second to cut down on costs.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean,
that's mostly Warner Brothers cartoons you're thinking of, I think.
Yeah. And like the 80s had great stuff like that and this Super Mario Brothers Super Show. And then they had a TV show about a teenager who turned into a car whenever doused with hot water, but that wasn't a video game.
I don't remember that show. That show sucked.
What was it called? I've never heard of this.
It was probably called Teen Car or Hot Rod or something stupid.
It was something, like that. And like the transformation always looked real painful. Like his arms would like slowly stretch out and turn into wheels, and his head would stretch out to the grill. And it's like, oh my god.
But he'd be all happy about it because I'm a car now. Yeah.
Dude, you can't drive yourself. You still have to have someone in you.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that up later on because I've never heard of this, and that doesn't usually happen.
I do remember that show. I know what you're talking about. But I can't remember the name of it.
No one can.
Mask comes up for some stupid reason, but I know that's not it.
Yeah, Mask was about cars. Turned into weapon cars. It was an awesome show, too.
Cars that turned into other vehicles, and then people wore the masks, and it was like, Someone tried to create a show by throwing all the stuff they couldn't put into other shows into one.
Wait, why would you need a car that transforms into other vehicles? Doesn't that just defeat the purpose?
Well, the car, when it transformed into another vehicle, it had weapons.
Yeah, it was DeLorean, like the wings go, the doors go up like wings. In this case, the car actually flew and also shot missiles.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
But there was no flux capacitor.
Yeah, and then there was a motorcycle that turned into a helicopter.
Yeah.
And then season 2, it became like a NASCAR show where the cars still turned into weaponized cars, but all they did in the show was race. It was stupid.
I don't remember that at all.
No, good.
I do remember Captain and the Game Master, though.
I watch that all the time.
I watch it every now and then.
Turbo
I think
Team.
Oh my god, you're right, Turbo Team. That was the name of it. Oh my god.
That is so sad.
I know.
Teen Car. Turbo Team.
I think
Hot Rod's actually a better name.
All right, let's go back to Captain N, because that's a better story to tell.
Yeah.
And it actually has to do with video games.
Captain N, Game Master.
Yeah.
Funny, I don't remember a whole lot about the show, even though I remember I watched it all the time, and that I thought Captain N was kind of cool.
He had a Game Boy like Amadeus Cho, right?
Yeah. Game Boy was kind of annoying.
Yeah, Game Boy like showed up like late. Yeah, it was annoying. I thought it was like having the idea that he carried the zapper gun and it actually worked, I thought was awesome.
And he had that magic Nintendo belt buckle.
Yeah. He had the pause button.
Oh, the pause button. God, I wish life had one of those.
Yeah. Offhand, do you remember if they ever used the Konami code on that? Because that would have been awesome. If they
down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
B, A.
Yeah.
Well, knowing that game, they would, I mean, on the show, they would have got it wrong. I mean, they had, who was the hero? It was Simon Belmont, Mega Man,
they had
Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus, that was his name in the show.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the character's name was Pit. And Mega Man was multicolored. What the hell was that all about?
And he had an annoying voice, and Simon Belmont was a bit too...
I can't even... Sorry.
Effeminate, I guess. And then for bad guys, you had Mother Brain, Eggplant Wizard, and is it King Hippo?
Hippo. I think the phrase you were looking for to describe Simon Belmont was flamboyant.
Yeah, or effeminate. Effeminate.
Okay, or that.
There you go.
I would have gone with both.
But I always thought it was funny that Mother Brain was like essentially the main villain of the show, correct?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. And then
King
Hippo.
But Samus Aran was like hardly in it at all.
Yeah, I never remembered Samus being in that at all.
She showed up a couple times.
That's the thing I never got. I was watching it like last week. I randomly watched an episode. I'm like, they have the villain from Metroid, from Punch-Out, and from Kid Icarus, but they have the heroes from Castlevania, Mega Man, and Kid Icarus. So it's like, there's one Nintendo character in it. So... Maybe Nintendo did. I mean, they had the Zelda cartoon and they had the Mario cartoon at the same time, so I understand why those two aren't around, but what were they doing with Samus?
I think she, like, popped in every so often, but she wasn't, like, a main character, which, again, is weird.
Yeah, it was kind of... They had a comic book. Remember when they had, like, the comic books for Super Mario Brothers and Captain N?
It was Samus put out by Valiant.
Yep.
Yeah, because I had an issue of the Zelda one. Yeah, it was put out by Valiant Comics before they started their whole universe, which didn't collapse.
The main kid's a riff on Back to the Future, though, right? He's Mr. Michael J. Fox.
Essentially, yeah.
Basically.
Except he had a Nintendo controller belt buckle.
Which is why, like, they would just take the best of the best games they had at the time, and they would throw them together. Like, any character that they thought was cool. And they would just write episodes around it.
Yeah. I wish the thing was still around when Kirby was. That would have been a great thing to put in. To that show. It was
Wasn't there a Kirby cartoon?
Yeah
there
was.
Like later on?
Kirby Right Back at You.
Something like that?
And
I don't know.
Was on Fox?
Yeah, I don't ever remember watching it. I just remember hearing about it or like seeing commercials or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's relatively new. It came out in like 2004, 2005 or something like that. It started airing around the same time as Sonic X.
Okay.
I honestly don't remember seeing many episodes of it. I can't remember if he actually talks in that show.
I couldn't imagine him not talking. I mean, like a teacher not talking.
I get
you'd have to have a really fat voice. Like you'd have to put your chin down on your chest and talk like this to make it sound.
But it had an awesome theme song, which is just them repeating Kirby, Kirby, Kirby right back at you for like a minute.
Awesome.
I love theme songs like that.
You know what? I'm glad I never heard that because I totally would think it was about Jack Kirby. Like, yay, someone's giving Jack Kirby a theme song. Awesome.
And then you find out that it's not.
Yeah, then I'd be sad.
It's not an artist. It's a pink thing that eats other things.
You make it sound so bad. Kirby's an awesome character. He's so versatile.
It's a fun game too, right?
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite characters in Smash Brothers.
For me, when Kirby came out, I was just a little too old for that, I felt.
I don't know if you're ever too old for Kirby.
Well,
I'm also too old for Kirby, but I don't care.
Kirby's just so pink and jeffy and adorable. I mean, well, you know what? There's no way to not talk about Kirby and not make it sound sexual.
What? I don't want to know.
No, I was going to say, because, I mean, the guy's powers is sucking and throwing. I mean, he's sucking you up and stows your powers. There's no way to not make that sound bad.
But he doesn't spit, right?
He does, actually.
You could put it this way. It's an even more disturbing. He eats his enemies, digests them, and then spits their remains out at his other enemies. So he's a serial killer.
I think I like Kirby.
All wrapped up in this big pink... fluffy ball thing with feet and arms. And a chef's hat, I think.
Yeah, I think that's his Mega Super move. His final smash, there we go. and Smash Brothers Brawl. I yeah. think that's from the cartoon. I could be mistaken. So what other 80s cartoons? There was Q-Bert, there was Pac-Man, there was the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention the awesome segments with Captain Yoel Bounno and their random guest of the week.
The Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Made the puppet piranha plant.
I remember that.
Like Audrey too.
Yes.
Which is probably taken from some really off Broadway production of Little Shop of Horrors. Like, quick, we gotta finish shooting this by 5 o'clock. They need to put it on at the 7 o'clock show.
I think I saw Nicole Eggert in one of those live action segments once.
Who's that? Is she Baywatch chick?
I think she was a sister of one of the Baywatch chicks. I don't remember.
It kind of reminded me of the old Batman show where they just had a bunch of random guest stars. And it's like, you know, they don't, it's like, it's a new type of media. Like with Batman, it was like the first major, I guess the Superman cartoon, TV show predated it, but like they had it's like the first major video game cartoon, and they had to give it mainstream appeal. So they had a bunch of random people just show up for no reason whatsoever.
What are you talking about? They advanced the story. They were the special guests who brought the toothpaste that they needed or something.
Yes, the story of...
Look who it is. It's City Councilman Bob Finnegan. Hello.
Actually, this show didn't have much of a story because Princess was never kidnapped, so there was really nothing for Mario to do.
Yeah, was Bowser even on the live-action show?
No, I don't think...
Not the live-action.
It was just Mario and Luigi, and then they had a bunch of random guests. I don't think Princess or Toad was ever there.
And Bob Hoskins was doing something else at the time, so. I mean,
Which Super Mario Brothers show was it that had the two live action actors dressed up as Mario and Luigi who would introduce the cartoons?
That's what we were just talking about. Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I am listening.
That was called the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. The other one that was just strictly cartoon and based on Super Mario 3 was called Super Mario
Super
3.
Mario Brothers. And then there's Super Mario. Then there's Super Mario World.
I didn't know about either of those.
Yeah, The Adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3 was, it's two half-an-hour shows, two 15-minute episodes, and usually it was based on a world in each game, so you'd get an intro screen that would show, World 6, and then there'd be what is World 6? That's, Desert's 2, Water's 3, Ice is 6, there we go.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I've beat the game multiple times, and I don't remember anything about it other than that it first appeared in the movie The Wizard.
I can tell. I guess first is the normal one, second's Desert, third's Water, fourth is Giant, fifth is Sky, sixth is Ice, seventh's Pipe, and then eighth is Bowser's Domain.
Mm-hmm.
You are a Mario freak, man.
Yeah, wow.
Maybe you should have written down. That was a great game, though. Like, when you think about it, all the time that you spent playing that game over and over again until you could finally be good enough to beat it, you have to memorize all the levels.
That was the other thing about the cartoon that I really enjoyed. They actually used the power-ups in that one. Like, he would get the fire flower, he would get the star, he'd get the frog suit.
Oh, yeah.
He'd get the Tanuki suit? That's my favorite.
Yeah, he actually does. There's one episode in particular. I forget what it's called, but they go to Paris, I think, and like Peach just brings a bunch of them, and it's just like 10 minutes of them just using random power ups to defeat Bowser. Because it's like the first time they actually combine powers. Like Bowser has the raccoon tail with the fire flower, and he's just like flying around. And he's shooting the fireballs down at them, and I think all you have to do is touch them to take away their power in the cartoon as well. So it was kind of cool. And then there was Super Mario World, which featured Yoshi, and that has my favorite theme song of the three, but really which I don't remember much about it. Like, I know there's one episode where they talk about how they give the origins of Yoshi, how I think they found him in Bowser's castle or something. And then there's another one where the Koopa kids decide to produce a TV show. It's like a Russian-based TV show, and it's basically people just watching a giant rock screen and then the stuff in front of them.
Sure, hold on, can we back up a second? How can you say that that has the best theme song when Super Mario Brothers Super Show has Do the Mario?
That's not a theme song. That's an end song.
Yeah, but it's a theme song nonetheless.
You have to swing your arms from side to side. It also had a good theme song. That was actually my ringtone throughout most of college. So, you know, that made me cool. I just think the fear that the Super Mario World one has. And I do enjoy doing the Mario. I mean, even if it's just they swing your arms from side to side, and I think you take one step.
And then again. And it's like, great, so your dance is you walk.
Pretty much. Mario, Zelda, I said anything. We did Pokemon. We did. So what else has Nintendo done? Just, I guess, to wrap them up.
I don't even know.
I'm actually surprised.
You named all the shows that I knew of.
Nintendo? Yeah. Wasn't there a Mega Man cartoon, too?
But that's not Nintendo. That's Capcom.
That was Capcom.
Oh, that's right.
My bad.
Nintendo did a Donkey Kong Country show.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Was it
CG?
Yeah, it was a CG cartoon. It looks really bad nowadays.
That was like early 90s, huh?
Yeah, 94, 95. I actually had a couple of episodes on VHS, but, you know, nobody uses that format anymore, so.
96. And,
yeah, it was Donkey Kong. I mean, I guess that's what Rare was trying to do with him. They made him a more Mario character, but he was really, really too Mario in that cartoon. But it was, again, it was a show that kind of used a lot of elements from the video games. It had King Karoo, it had his Kremlins, it had the whole Kong family, Funky, Cranky, Diddy, I want to say the girl, I forget if she's, no, Dixie, right?
Yeah.
Did it have the thing where you go through a whole level, but you missed one banana, so you have to go back and do the whole thing again?
No, I did not have that, sadly enough. But yeah, that show wasn't that, well, I mean, it was okay for its time, but CG from like the 90s really doesn't hold up anymore. That, Beast Wars.
At the time, it was like a foil cover. It was just a gimmick.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of commonplace, like, so.
Look, we got this thing we can do. Look at this. And then it's terrible.
We don't have to draw this with hands. I mean, with crayons. We can use computers to do this. It's amazing. Did we ever actually cover the Legend of Zelda segment of the Super Mario show?
I think we mentioned it. I mean, is there anything you want to add?
I think we all just liked it.
It had the worst catchphrase. They tried to force that catchphrase on Link.
Wait.
Excuse me, princess.
Excuse me, princess. Oh, God.
That's the best catchphrase.
Like there's a reason Link is silent and badass in the games.
I think
the only one that actually has like the royalty family for Zelda, right? Or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the kings are Hyrule's there and stuff, and Ganon has his Dark World and stuff. So it was kind of true to the video game series.
Yeah, it was true, like in an aesthetic sense. But if you think about it, the entire point of the show was Link was trying to get into the princess's pants.
Which is pretty much the entire point of the game.
No, the point of the game was he was rescuing her and Hero of Legend, blah, blah, blah. Which is a bunch of crap put on top of him trying to get into the princess's face.
Yeah, I mean, if you go through 8 dungeons and you fight this evil lord of darkness or whatever, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it to impress the girl. If there was some dude who was kidnapped, he would have sat at home.
This is why they leave the innuendo to the fans.
And I love that. You notice in the later games, they get away from that. Like at the end of Ocarina of Time, spoilers for Ocarina of Time, for those of you who have not completed.
No way, I gotta take my headphones off.
They don't bully your kids again, and they're not gonna do anything. Basically, the entire game implies that they're not gonna get together.
But they don't. Doesn't she send them back in time?
So yeah, they travel back in time, and they're kids again. But then, like, the later games imply that, well, no, they never actually got together. And then there's the whole thing about I've been trying to piece together the history of Zelda through, like, Wikipedia and everything. There is none, because they keep saying every game happened, it's just a different age in Hyrule. So technically, there have been a whole bunch of Links and Zeldas.
I always thought it was just a roll through time. It was always a descendant of Links, you know, or something.
They're all unrelated.
Yeah, we tried to do an episode on this before. Right now, I think the base point is Ocarina of Time's the first game in the series, and Link to the Past is the last game in the series. Wind Waker and Twilight Princess both branch off of Ocarina of Time, where I believe Wind Waker exists when Young Jing went back to being a child, and Twilight Princess exists in the world in which he was an adult.
I'm confused.
From there, Wind Waker goes to Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks. There's nothing from Twilight Princess yet. Skyward Sword apparently is going to take place before Ocarina of Time. Legend of Zelda and Legend of Zelda 2 are before A Link to the Past, but like a generation before that. And then the handheld games just complicate everything much, much worse.
They try to put a continuity in there, and it really doesn't make any sense.
I'm okay with it not having a continuity, as long as each game kind of makes sense in its own way.
Definitely.
As long as the game is fun, and it generally is.
I think the problem is that, you know, like Zelda and kind of Metro to a degree, where like those old video game video games where they didn't have an idea of like they'd be around 25 years later. So it's not like you were thinking, okay, you know, we have this whole plot laid out. Like, Metal Gear is the same way, I'm sure. It's kind of confusing.
Or Mega Man, too. I don't think they thought through and thought, how long are we going to be doing these games? Because they've run out of interesting bad guys to make.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't know if Mega Man doesn't really have much of a fight either. While he's evil, Mega Man stops him and his robots. It's like Robotnik syndrome, where Robotnik keeps building stuff for Sonic to break. I don't know how much he's worth. But
it's like that episode of Superhero Squad. Have you seen it where Doom pulls Red Skull out and he's looking at Doom's plans to conquer the Squaddies and he's like, same plan. It doesn't
That's
work.
That's awesome, though.
I would love to see that.
So. Dr. Doom is awesome.
Yes.
But,
I mean, that's basically the comic books. They're just him saying, well, I'm just going to do this while you did that. I don't care. I'm Dr. Doom.
That's a fact, brother. Doom is the man.
Unless he's in a movie.
Let's
not go there.
Let's take a short break right here.
Blue Streak speeds by. Sonic the Hedgehog. Too fast for the naked eye. Sonic the Hedgehog.
So since we were talking about Mega Man, which Mega Man cartoons have you seen?
I don't even remember. There was like a bunch of different ones, right? I just remember seeing random episodes.
There's three of them. There's the Mega Man cartoon, which is based on the original Mega Man series. And I think the episode most people remember from that is the episode where Mega Man teams up with X. And I could be mistaken, but I think that's the first time we actually see that X is much, much bigger than Mega Man is. There's Mega Man NT Warriors, which is based on Mega Man... I don't remember the name, but the RPGs on the handhelds, where he's like a computer program of sorts.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Battle Matrix? No,
something like that. Yeah, it's like Battle.
I think Battle Matrix is the name of one of the games. I don't remember the proper name of Sirius, but I actually enjoyed that. Mega Man EXE. But yeah, I enjoyed that series. It's kind of. It's actually a pretty decent cartoon. They had a bunch of different... It's Mega Man, and then I think... It's kind of like Digimon or Pokemon, and like a human has like a computer counterpart, which is either Mega Man or some other robot. And then they have like
Avatar.
Avatar, if you want to go with that.
Oh, there it is. Mega Man Battle Matrix. I mean, Battle Network. I said
there we go. First.
That was the name of the game that they were
on. Those are actually pretty fun games, too, except when they started becoming like Pokemon, where you have to buy three versions to get everything.
You're talking about that's how they make their money. That's how you get your friends to buy the games. You get them to buy a different one, and then you trade characters.
What sucks is when you get the same one.
Yeah, that happened with...
By accident.
That happened with Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, because most of my friends didn't want to get a game called Pearl. Yeah, apparently the same Masquerade, and who knows. But
well,
I ended up getting
forever. So.
Well,
yeah.
That.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not you can catch.
Yeah, but diamonds can cut through.
You don't catch a James Bond Pokemon. That would actually be a pretty awesome Pokemon.
James Bond Pokemon. Pokemon Bond.
He just walks up behind other Pokemons and then shoots them.
And then he.
You could buy Pokemon Bond or Pokemon Dr. No.
Pokemon Batman.
He always comes prepared.
I'm Pikachu.
His four attacks are just counters.
By getting Pokemon Batman, you automatically win because Batman always.
What if you have a Pokemon Superman?
Pokemon Master.
Batman would win.
Or Pokemon Captain America.
Batman would win.
Batman would win. I know this game.
Listen, I'm not backing off of this.
I've heard Captain America could beat Batman.
That's a lie.
He uses a gun, he just blows his skull off.
You heard a lie. If you're going with Bucky, no, he would have a gun, but Batman would get the drop on him.
Steve used guns, too.
Yeah, but not as Captain America in the modern continuity. He used it back in the day, correct?
Read Super Soldier number 3.
Like you said, you got your Mario stuff. You're like all about Mario. I am all about Batman.
Well, sadly, we cannot talk about Batman cartoons here, as much as it pains me to say. Well, I mean, I've been avoiding Sonic just because I don't really know what to say about the Sonic cartoons. Has anybody seen any of them?
I might have caught an episode or two. I don't never watched it, like, you know.
Yeah, same religious. With me. I was like a Nintendo kid back when I was a kid. And even when I got a Genesis,
I was very
pro-Nintendo,
anti-Sega. Like, I talked shit on Sega when I was a kid.
I mean, I can understand that, but that influenced your cartoon watching as well? You wouldn't watch a Sega cartoon?
Well, there's a point where I wasn't watching cartoons anymore, too. Like, after a certain point, the only cartoons I watched were Animaniacs and Batman the Animated Series.
Those are the only shows worth watching, really, on TV. At some certain point. And DuckTales. Woohoo.
I don't think... Is DuckTales still on the air at the same time as Batman and Animaniacs?
I think they overlapped a little bit, but they weren't
like the tail end of DuckTales was when the Batman series was starting up. Okay. And then Batman, you know, tail ended into Animaniacs, and Animaniacs lives on forever in our hearts.
Well, Batman didn't tail, because Batman, I think, was... I mean, technically speaking, I mean, there was that period between, 95 and 97?
For Superman.
Yeah, but he had, I mean, he was still a presence, he just didn't have any new episodes until they did TNBA. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no Batman talk. There were 4 Sonic cartoons, there was 2 concurrently, there was Sonic... It was The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, and then it was the one people call Sonic Saturday Morning. And both of them had Steve Urkel as the voice of Sonic.
Are you serious?
Really? Julia White did that?
Wow. Yeah, he was the voice of Sonic for the 2 cartoons.
Oh, you know, yeah, I remember that now, yeah. I remember having the exact same reaction when I first heard it before. I'm like, what, really?
I remember, like, watching the show, and I was like, hey, Sonic actually has kind of a decent voice. I was... always afraid when I heard that they were making a Sonic show that you can't give Sonic a voice. He's too cool for a voice. Basically, this is me, like, when I'm 15 or whatever, looking at the TV show commercials. And I'm like, you can't give him a voice. One day, I accidentally watched the show, and I was like, you know, he has a cool voice.
It depends on which version you watch, because there was 2 of them. There was The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, which was based more on, I guess, Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and 2, where it had Robotnik, He had 2 goons, Scratch and Grinder, I think. Which, I don't know if any of you have played Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and 2, but Grinder is the little blue robot that shoots his horn nose at you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then Scratch was like a giant, like the giant chicken that's on the Sky Feet stage who shoots out of that gunner thing.
Okay.
So that was, and then... It had Tails, and then the other one was Sonic Saturday Morning, which really wasn't based on any of the cartoons. I mean, the video games. I don't know if any of you read the Sonic comics.
No, I've heard they're like actually halfway decent though.
Only read them at the dentist office.
The comics are based off of that cartoon. Mm-hmm. Comics are based off that cartoon, but in this cartoon, he's part of a animal rebellious force who lives in the forest. It's like him, and then there's like Princess Sally, and then there's a bunch of other people in the Royal Guard. And
that was the one that I saw. The one that you're talking about.
Yeah, and what happened was Robotnik was like an evil. I think he was trying to take over. I'm not sure if he had control, but he was kind of like the main driving force in the city, and it was just like them trying to take it back. It's actually a pretty good cartoon, aside from the fact that it really has nothing to do with the cartoon, the video game. Mm-hmm. And that's where you learn about Sonic's uncle being Metal Sonic. And the power rings, instead of being his health, gave him like a speed burst. The next one would be Sonic Underground, which has nothing to do with Sonic at all. It's about Sonic and his two siblings, who are the children of some royal person, and they start a magic band.
Oh. Magic band?
Well, yes. their instruments,
are awesome.
Their instruments,
they have to plug their instruments in.
I don't even think they have to do that, but it shoots laser beams and it kills robots, so...
Oh, I'm invested in this now.
You need to see the,
It's like the Darkness video.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to see the intro, to the, game. I mean, to the TV show. I have to stop talking, basically. You have to... watch the intro to the TV show and listen to the theme song. It's kind of funny.
The entire story of the series, pretty much.
Yeah.
I really don't
and
know.
And there's a guitar
that
shoots laser beams.
I had that on DVD as well. And I think I also had the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which is like a 70, 80 minute movie based off of like the Sonic. I don't even know what that's based off of, but it has like Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, and they're trying to stop Robotnik from doing something. I forget. Pretty much. Like, I really want to know how much Robotnik's worth, because he's like one of the few video game fans who's like the boss in every single stage, and he's always building some new robot. He even has a space station.
He's just like a bored rich guy. He's got nothing better to do, so he just keeps, you know, he's invested, right? He's got his money, he's got his money handled. So he's like, yeah, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna bother this small mammal who can run really fast.
I'm gonna let this little small mammal spank me.
But think about all the good he could do with all those machines he creates. He could help the world. And they would bow down. It's actually the complex where you can do all this good, but you're so focused on this one negative aspect in your life that it drives you insane.
There you go.
And like Dr. Wily and his jealousy of Dr. Light.
But Dr. Wily is actually pretty, I think, is it Mega Man 9 or 10? There's one Mega Man where he actually frames Dr. Light and he becomes like this hero. And instead of, you know, like, just sticking to that, he goes on and he continues to be evil, and then, of course, Mega Man thwarts his shot.
Yeah, I think that might have been 10, I think. I don't know.
They all kind of throw my
head. No, wait. Was it the first one to come out on the Xbox? Which I think was
9.
I mean, which was 8? Oh, 9 was the first one to come out on the Xbox?
I don't remember. I didn't play
It's 9. Okay. It's 9 or
then
10.
Then it's 9, because I think it was the first one.
Okay.
I only played the demo for that, and it was hilarious. Like, old school graphics.
They should make a Captain End game with that Mega Man, and see how that goes.
I don't want to actually have to play that.
And, well, the final son.
When you pause the game, you would see Captain End actually reach for his belt buckle.
That would actually be pretty awesome.
All right. All right, make it happen. Make it so.
And the game would be you.
As long as they call Pit and not Kid Icarus.
Then they wouldn't be Captain N, would it?
I think Nintendo are on their ass in by now. I mean,
because
honestly,
that no one wants a Kid Icarus in anything.
And also, as long as they get Mother Brain to sound like Audrey 2.
I really should not have put Mother Brain as a villain. One, because she's stationary in the first game.
Yeah.
Well, she had a lot of defenses.
Yeah, but in this one, she's all moving about, and she has, like, this really weird voice, and she's...
Yeah, like Audrey, too.
But I'm sure they can make a high-quality Captain N show now. It would be... Who would be on a Captain N show now? It would be Sonic and Mario.
It would be the same characters that are in it before, but they'd have to include Link, Mario, and Sonic.
I think they'd have to have a darker, grittier version, though.
Isn't Captain N, doesn't that stand for Nintendo? Wouldn't it be strictly Nintendo characters?
Well, no, that's what I was saying before, because the original show didn't have Nintendo characters. Nope. I mean, it had characters from Nintendo games, but like, Mega Man's a Capcom character, and Simon Belmont's a Konami character.
What other system could you play Mega Man?
At the time, that's what I'm saying, but it wasn't a Nintendo character.
What do you mean?
It wouldn't be easy.
That was an impression of a robot. I know exactly what you mean.
But like, yeah, if they...
Like, nowadays, if you were to have, like, Captain N, who is strictly Nintendo, you would have? Just like...
Nintendo guys, unless you want to pay some money to get these other dudes in there, right?
Well, it depends on how you... exclusive.
I think. I don't know. That's how I look at it.
Well, it depends on how you want to... I mean, like, I would assume Nintendo would sell out money. But, I mean, Nintendo has a big cast of characters anyhow, because it'd be like, what, Mario, Link, Samus, Kirby, Donkey Kong, you know? And then they have a bunch of villains. They have, like, King Karoo, Bowser, Mother Brain, Richie, stuff like that. The only thing is, like, if you start doing some of those, it's going to be kind of odd to reconcile all the different characters. Because, like, I mean, Samus isn't really... Samus and Link are a bit darker than Mario and Kirby. Let's go with that.
Yeah, but it, really, I think Samus needs to be on a TV show anyway. They should just make a Metroid TV show.
I don't know if they should make a Metroid movie. After the reaction from Metroid Other M, I really don't think people want another Metroid story. So
I think, funny enough, is because of the ad from Other M, where it was the live-action one where you see her walking through her past, and you see the instances of the older games recreated.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
That makes me want a live-action Metroid movie, because it looked really cool, ignoring the game itself.
I mean, it would be interesting, but it would kind of be like Aliens Redux.
Essentially, yeah.
Except instead of bursting out of you, they latch onto you and suck the energy out of you.
Well, that hasn't stopped anybody else from ripping off aliens. So.
Like Aliens versus Predator.
But that's not ripping it off, that's just butchering it.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
That's just a horrible, horrible miscalculation.
I don't know, I just really like the Metroid, the Samus character, and I just want to see, you know, her realize on some TV or movie screen, that's all.
Because Nintendo hasn't really done much. I think they earned their SN after the Super Mario Brothers movie, because they have never done a movie after that.
True.
Yeah.
They don't do that many cartoons.
Well, whose bright idea was it to give, you know, to have, like, two interracial brothers, you know, like, one British and the other Latin American, and to, you know, explain that they can jump really high by a silly pair of boots, you know? Well,
I mean, the thing with that is, like, it's like the first video game movie. It's not like Nintendo knew. It's not like Nintendo has people from Hollywood who could help them with it. I assume they sold the rights to a company. They're like, we'll make a movie that's good for you. And it's like, this is what we got. The Ba-Bombs, the little tie-up doll, wind-up dolls. The Goombas.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of hilarious. Yeah.
The Goombas are people with shrunken heads.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever made that. I actually watched that earlier this year. For the first time ever.
Oh, first
just
time?
To see how bad yeah. I heard it. I saw the trailers and thought, I cannot watch this. It looks bad. And then I think that some Destructo caster, I forget who, were like doing a running commentary. So I watched it, but forgot to put on their commentary. And I just...
Hold on, Jay. Jay, when has a movie looking bad ever stopped you from watching it, though?
Well, it only delays me, technically. Obviously.
Did you or did you not have a Replacement Killers poster hanging up in your basement?
I did have a Replacement Killers poster hanging up in my basement, if you must know. And yes, I saw the movie.
I rest my case.
But this is the point where he defends himself, so let's hear it.
Case closed!
Yeah, but the point is...
Good day, sir! I said good day!
I did not watch this movie for, like, 10, 15 years, and I finally got around to... Yeah, but I still watch it. I see your point. All right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like if they do it nowadays, like, they wouldn't do such a horrible botch-up job like they did originally if they do it now.
I was about to say, did you not just see Street Fighter, The Legend of Kung Chun-Li? Hollywood's still messing up video game movies, so...
That Chun-Li movie was a hell of a lot better than Van Damme, I'll tell you that.
That was an awesome drinking game, though.
The thing about those movies is Street Fighter at least has a plot you can go with. Mario Brothers does not have a coherent plot to follow.
It has a very simple plot.
It has a very simple plot, but you do not princess, make an hour movie out of it.
Hey, Disney has made
go to the castle, save the princess, find out it's not the princess. Go to the next castle.
I mean, they could pretty much just like redo that in some form and have a similar movie.
Oh my god, what if they did 8 movies and at the end of the first 7 it was like, sorry, your princess is in another castle.
But I actually think one, if they did a Mario movie, it'd have to be CG or animated. None of this live action crap.
Oh no.
I mean, it's not. I mean, it's a very simple plot. That's the thing. You just have to find a way to pad it out without making it too mushy. It's about a man going on an adventure. You get to use a bunch of exotic locations.
And you gotta like either embrace the insanity of it. Of oh yeah, he gets a flower. Now he could shoot fireballs. Oh wait, no, he eats a mushroom and gets bigger. Or you have to, because that was the problem with the live action one. They tried to
explain it rationally.
Yeah, they tried to rationalize it, and there's no way you can rationalize anything in Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he jumps on them, and they die. But the shells stick around, and he can hit other people with them. But if it hits him, he dies. But he just hit it. Yeah, I know, but, you know, just look over there.
Just go with it.
And that's what they need to do. But, again, I don't think Nintendo trusts anybody to do it, and I'm afraid that one day they're going to decide to do it on their own, and I'm assuming it's going to be worse than that. Super Mario Brothers. There's actually a Super Mario Brothers anime now that I think about it, where I think Princess gets is thrown. It's like somebody's actually playing the original Super Mario Brothers, and I forget if Mario gets sucked into the game or Peach gets pulled out of the game. But yeah, it's like that. I actually tried to watch it one day, and I kind of got distracted and forgot about it. It happened. So,
was there ever a Final Fantasy cartoon, like, on television show-wise?
No.
They say that there was.
It might have been in Japan or something like that.
Yeah, it might have been
in Japan. Yeah. My girlfriend just said,
in Japan there was. No, I'm in America.
Everyone's saying in Japan there was.
Because I could see just doing one on the first game, because there's, like, that basic plot, but not a whole lot filled out. That would have been really easy to make the cartoon out of.
Yeah, I think if they made a Final Fantasy.
I'm also thinking of the comic strip 8-Bit Theater. So.
I think if they did a Final Fantasy like cartoon series, like every episode would have to be self-contained and completely different from every other episode, but still someone trying to save the world.
No, that would be every season.
And then one season, and then one episode starts, they destroy the world by accident.
Every season would be a different, entirely different show, except some characters would have the same name.
Yeah, see, that actually makes sense if you put to like a season-long arc for each season, and then, you know, next season it's like a different type of setting, but similar. That would make sense, but this is Square. They blew their budget on Final Fantasy The Spirits Within. I think they're still trying to make money back from that, so...
Oh, yeah, that's still losing money. You know what? It wasn't that bad. It was.
The animation wasn't bad at the time.
It was.
After The Spirits Within, they did another one. They did Advent Children.
Advent Children.
Yeah, which I have not
seen. The sequel to Final Fantasy VII.
Which they really beat to the ground. They've done, 3 sequels to Final Fantasy VII now?
Really? Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they? They didn't have Final Fantasy VII too? Wait, no, I thought that was...
No, they had, Crisis Core?
Yeah.
Honestly, Final Fantasy as a series ends for me after 6 anyway, so...
So you won't be paying 14?
No. I will be playing Fable 3 or Dragon Age 2.
So, we're having a discussion about video game cartoons. How can we not talk about Reboot?
Reboot was a video game?
Well, it wasn't based on a video game, but it was based around video games, right? Like, the characters
were in video games.
But they weren't, like, specific ones. It was, like, just a general
thing.
Yeah, see, I thought of it as, like a computer.
Yeah, it was like a Tron
like a computer
situation.
World cartoon, not a video game cartoon. That's how I thought of it.
It was really good.
But, I mean, most stories were, well, I guess, yeah, after a while, it started off based around video games, but then it turned into more of the computer world, like you said.
Now, is it true that's coming back, or I just keep on hearing the wrong rumors?
It's always in the wind. Because one of the guys who I don't know if he created it, but he did run the show, was in charge of it, was Dan DiDio, who's the head of DC Comics now. So he's definitely, if anybody's going to bring it back, he's in a position to do it.
I think he's busy trying to get his own properties off the ground right now.
I think he's busy trying to kill Nightwing.
I don't think they're going to kill Nightwing. I mean, technically speaking...
He's been trying. He straight up admitted that at a panel. He was like, yeah, dude, he was supposed to die in Infinite Crisis, and, you know, Geoff Johns saved him. Then he was supposed to die in this, and someone else saved him. He keeps trying to kill him, and people keep telling him no.
Well, I'm sure in 10 years somebody will bring him back to life and we'll have an awesome GTV based on a fit.
Yay.
Okay, final two. Anybody seen the Mortal Kombat TV show?
The cartoon or the live action one?
Like, both. There was more than one?
I own the cartoon on VHS.
Holy crap.
I saw a couple episodes of the cartoon, and the Mortal Kombat cartoon?
Yeah.
It came in between, I watched some of that. I think, like, I saw, like, half of an episode, and it was pretty cool, but there was no blood, obviously, because it was, like, a TV cartoon.
I found it pretty lame myself, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I didn't really watch. I think I saw an episode where
Nightwing.
It's in your head now.
I think, like, where Nightwolf lost his powers or something like that, and he had to go back to the Native Americans to get him back or something like that. I don't know. But that was the episode I saw.
I enjoyed that cartoon.
I would have watched it.
It had some decent fights. It was, you know, it had some cool stories that stuck to the game. It was dark-ish. I mean, like, color scheme-wise and stuff. It wasn't like the usual cartoons you'd see.
Right. It took place mostly in Outworld, too, which was cool.
And now that I have action show... which I have not seen.
I think I tried to watch it once. And by try, I mean I found out there was a Mortal Kombat show. I sat down, watched the intro where they had that 2-minute thing where they talk about what the show's about, and then some stupid stuff, and then, you know, the actual theme opening with all the credits, and I couldn't tell you what I watched, but when the opening credits came on, I turned off the TV.
That was quick.
You have chosen wisely.
You know, it's about as quick as my experience with the Maniac Mansion live-action sitcom.
It was a sitcom.
Which they had in the 90s. Yeah, well, it wasn't really a sitcom, but it was like a funny... It was supposed to be a comedy.
It was a comedy
in name only. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I turned it on. I watched it for a few minutes. It was kind of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show, that type of comedy. And I watched a few minutes and didn't see tentacles, and I turned it off.
That is an interesting criteria.
A lot of stories about people looking for hentai entered that exact same way.
What? Nice. But they don't see tentacles.
I gotta go.
You has to go.
Yeah, man. I got a wife and baby screaming at me right now.
No problemo.
Been on here for an hour and 20 minutes, so.
That's awesome. I drop the drumsticks and walk out on a good line like that. Awesome.
It was nice talking to you guys, and thanks for the Turbo Teen memories.
No problem. Have a good night.
I don't think you should be thanking us. You'd be cursing for that. See ya. How about the Street Fighter cartoon? Who watched that? Okay, no hands.
I actually did watch that. Apparently, I watched a lot of these cartoons.
I actually watched Street Fighter. I used to be like a big Street Fighter fan, like back in the 90s. And I even watched the movie. That's when I started learning that not every single movie that you see is a good movie. And then, you know, Glutton for Punishment, I watched the cartoon series, and that was equally as horrible, maybe even worse. But really? I kept on watching it.
I remember it being decent.
It was. I think basically at that time, my criteria for anything that was bad was if it's on the USA Network, it's bad.
USA. I remember watching that. It had the Street Fighter cartoon. It had USA High.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Even though that was pretty much a Saved by the Bell Ingen type deal, but
except not as good.
Which is kind of sad when you think about it, because Saved by the Bell is not that great to begin with. It's not a high benchmark.
Yeah, I know. And USA High failed even worse than that. Although they did have a hot teacher.
Rockin' at USA High.
The French teacher was hot. That was about it. I think she was the French. Either that or she was just a French teacher. I don't remember which. But... like, we get this Street Fighter thing where Guile is the lead character in this cartoon, and, like, it just completely sucks because they're supposed to be some sort of team of freedom fighters or something like that, I don't know. And then you have the cartoon that came straight from Japan, where the actual game came from. And that was infinitely better, not only in terms of animation, because... apparently the Koreans can draw stuff for the Japanese really, really well. And, like, the story was just much closer to the video game. You have this guy who just kind of wanders the earth fighting people.
I did not know Street Fighter had much of a plot, to be honest with you. I just assumed there were people fighting each other.
Mortal Kombat had a great plot, too. A whole bunch of people gathering together to fight in this tournament for control of Earth.
Well, the people to protect it and then the people who... That, I have to say, though, that is the weirdest rule ever for a villain. Like, why would you agree to that?
Which one?
The fact that they can't invade Earth if they win 10 straight tournaments in a row.
What? At least they're following the rules.
Yeah, that's the thing. Why are they following the rules? They're bad guys.
I kind of find it admirable of them to follow the rules, actually.
Which, again, defeats the purpose of being evil.
It doesn't defeat the purpose of evil. Evil can be... I hate to say it like this, but, like, Dungeons & Dragons has that lawful evil alignment where people are evil, but they still follow the rules. I guess. I don't know.
The Dungeons & Dragons reference, I have to go.
Okay. Sorry.
I have to go anyway. That's just me putting in line there.
It's just quite a wrap, so everybody can say goodbye. And we're already over an hour anyhow, so.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Do you folks want to plug your 12-minute podcast?
It's not a 12-minute podcast.
It's about 12 minutes, which generally means about an hour.
Which is not about 12 minutes, I have to say.
Yeah. You can find that at about12minutes.com, and you can also follow our Twitter, which is about12minutes, the number 12. And Nicholas Reed is an entirely separate entity who I invite onto the show nearly all the time.
I'm loquacious and well-traveled, well-versed in many subjects.
Yes, I'm the exact opposite.
You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Nicholas Reed. There's an H in that, NICHOLASRED. The key of Vortex. There's full of music and magic and mystery.
You sang the dog, what is that? The Gummy Bears theme. There we
go. I was just thinking of that. Now I know why. Nicholas Reed bounces here and there and everywhere.
It's true.
So thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah,
no problem. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see. At this point, I can tell you maybe a month from now. Who knows? Our episodes are random. So thank you once again.
All right, man.
Later.
Yeah.
Do the Mario swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario all together now. You got it. It's the Mario. the Mario. Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario. Take one step and then again. Let's do the Mario all together now. Come on now, just like that.